Hi, it's Nicola. More direct flights from New Zealand will be touching down at Sunshine Coast Airport from next year, thanks to a new deal struck by the state government. From April 2020, the three-month Air New Zealand direct seasonal flights will be extended out to 6 months and continue for three seasons. The increased flights to the coast will bring around 9,000 extra tourists over 3 years and inject more than $11 million into the local economy. Well, police are hoping CCTV footage will help them close in on IDing a man who robbed a Mountain Creek bakery a week ago. The footage shows the man approach the Crust Bakery on Karawatha Drive just before 8 last Wednesday morning, where he then threatened an 18-year-old female staff member with a knife before fleeing with some cash towards Molokai Drive. Detective Senior Sergeant Darren Edwards describes the accused.
The offender was quite an older male, possibly 50s to 60s. There's some good footage there, and you can see that offender reasonably clearly. That offender, we believe, was wearing a blue checkered type coat. It's possible that coat was discarded after doing the robbery. He's also wearing a what appears to be a grey hoodie underneath that jacket.
Anyone who recognises the man or who was driving in the area who may have dash cam footage should contact police. And the sod is being turned today to mark the start of construction on a $37 million apartment complex at Batinia. Cube Development's Curve Batinia project is within the Oceanside Health Hub, with 90% of those who've already bought off the plan set to be owner-occupiers. And while construction on that project begins, plans have also been revealed for a separate high-rise four-star hotel in Caloundra's main street. See Caloundra will include 77 suites and 119 short-term and permanent residential apartments, along with retail, dining and community spaces.